Welcome to Art House Radio. I am Troy. Thanks for joining me. You look good. You look good. You're doing well, I think. Why Ozark is not as good as Breaking Bad? I'm going to give it to you in one scene. There's going to be spoilers for both. So if you haven't seen either one and you want to and you don't want anything spoiled for you, go watch it and then come back. One scene. Do you remember in Breaking Bad when Walter White had snuck into Jesse's house for whatever reason, I can't remember, and he and the girl he was madly in love with are laying in bed, sleeping, and the girl starts to choke on her own vomit in her sleep, and Walter's standing over the bed, and at first he goes to help her, and then he realizes, I don't like her, and I don't like that she's taking him away from me, so I'm gonna let her die. Do you remember that scene? Great scene in a bad way, but great scene for the story writing or whatever. A similar thing happened in Ozark, but didn't. And this is one of the differences, I think, in why Ozark isn't as great as Breaking Bad. Helen is at her house, the Marty Bird's house, and her rival Darlene comes and confronts her about something at night. It's just the two of them. And in the middle of the yelling, Darlene clutches her chest in season 4 and has a heart attack and falls on the ground. And she says, call the paramedics. And Helen, who wants her dead anyway, she's had people killed at this point. She's a Walter White-ish character. She just kind of sits on the ground and smiles and watches her struggle on the ground, clutching her chest. My mouth was open when this happened, but she didn't let her die. She called the paramedics and she lived. And so the next episode, it goes right into Darlene in the hospital. Come on, man, that was your chance. I'm not a writer. I'm not saying that I could write something better than Ozark. I'm just saying that moment went from, oh my God, this is what I've been waiting for, season 4. It's been taking a long time to develop. A little bit boring, not as good as the other seasons, in my opinion. I can't believe this is happening. Episode ends, and then next episode or the next scene or whatever, Darlene's in the hospital talking to her boyfriend. It's like, come on, that was your chance, man. That's why it's not as great as Breaking Bad, because it didn't take those chances. It didn't. You ended up killing off the character anyway, and it was interesting the way you did it, but it was so much more meaningful with Helen sitting down to watch her die. It says so much about the story and Helen and Darlene. If that had been the moment she had died, I think it would have been much more intense, would have been much better. I think season 4 in general was slow to develop, personally. I don't think much happened. And I think what did happen took a long time to happen. And I think this is one of the problems, I think, with the culture that wants 10 seasons out of every show. You need the main characters, because what are you going to do in season 6 or 7 or 8 or 10? It's to your disadvantage. Tell the story that makes it interesting, and however many seasons it is, that's how many seasons it is. I think we got a real problem trying to milk this cow because it ends up affecting the story. That's what I think. I think, now they did end up killing Darlene in this case, later in the series, but that was your chance. And then maybe you needed like a big finale. Well, you could have killed someone else off, but again, it's like they're playing chess against money, and they don't want to lose pieces, but you have to sacrifice pieces. It makes it more interesting. That's my review of season 4 and why Ozark isn't as great as Breaking Bad. By the way, Breaking Bad, one of the best things I've ever seen. So it's, comparing yourself to the great. I do like Ozark. I just don't think it's as interesting as it could be. I think the first 3 seasons were very interesting. This one was less, was a little bit disappointing. But I enjoyed it. Will I watch season 5 if it comes out? Yes, probably, but I did give up on The Walking Dead because they're like in season 29 and Rick's still running around. I don't know what's happening. I gave up because it went on too long. It was repetitive. And I think Ozark is in danger of doing the same thing. That's it for this episode. Patreon.com/arthouseradio to support this show further. Please like and subscribe us on YouTube or Apple or wherever you're watching or listening. I thank you for listening in the year of our Lord, 2022. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. One way or another, this thing is going to end if you're listening to this in close to the COVID range. And, life goes on. That's what we got to do. And I hope you're watching good movies. I hope you're watching good shows. Let me know what you think of Ozark, if you've seen it, season 4. What do you think of my Breaking Bad Ozark comparison analogy? Is it bonkers? Am I bonkers? Or are you bonkers?